Current weather in the D.C. area is partly cloudy skies, good visibility, and temperature about 27 degrees.
I was really nervous the first day I went canvassing. It was fun to see the expression on people's faces. You go to a door and somebody who is kind of a lowlife not wanting to go out there and vote, and then they see a 12-year-old out there canvassing, it kind of gets them thinking, well, maybe I should go vote.
When boarding, please move to the center of the car.
My name is Jay Wamsley. I'm from Athens, Ohio. I was only 12 when the 63 march was out here, so I didn't come. My parents wouldn't let me come anyway, but it just everything I've seen about that, and to have this be in the same place, the king was up there on the Lincoln Memorial, and to be in this...
Everyone there, I could tell, was uniting because finally an African-American has become the president, and I guess I couldn't feel exactly what he was feeling, because I bet it's just it's totally different when you actually can have that connection. And you feel like he's almost a part of you, and you're feeling that your people are kind of finally coming up.
So much excitement. It's just a beautiful thing to see all these Americans just celebrating something that, democracy, really.
Yeah, I did run into the Republican, Jason, and he was interesting. He was going to college at the George Washington University, and he was there because there was such a massive amount of people, and he said a few things about Obama's acceptance speech election night.
In the election, I didn't support him at all. I mean, I voted for McCain, but when he made his speech, he really brought everyone together. And I think he is somebody that is a uniter and not a divider, and I think that this country needs somebody that can actually unite people together.
Today,
I think
we
he
speak
is
to the promise of America. This sacred site is the place where generations have come to affirm the vitality of our democracy.
So, a motorcade just went by. Somebody important must have gone by, but there were tinted windows, so I don't think we could see in. But it might have been the president, might have been the vice president. Could have been Oprah. Who knows? The day we went to the inauguration, the metro was absolutely crazy. I mean, we had to get up at like 3:30, and they opened the metro at 4 o'clock. Just so people could get there on time.
Is this ours?
Can you tell me what your experience here has been so far?
So far, it's been a lot of cold and standing around, but the excitement of the day and the history-making event that we're about to witness makes us all feel a lot warmer.
And what's your story about getting here to the inauguration today?
Today is my 55th birthday, and I couldn't think of a better way to spend my birthday than with my daughter here in Washington, D.C., watching history happen.
Go Obama! Obama!
From the very beginning, Obama was my guy.
Obama!
Hillary, I can't really say much about her because I didn't really get too much into it till after he was elected, but I think it would have been kind of a different vibe, because she would be the first woman president, but he's the first African-American president, and they're kind of two completely different people.
So it must be with this generation of Americans. We are in the midst of crisis. It's not well understood.
It didn't hit me in, as we were flying in, but it finally hit me when we were actually at the inauguration, when they introduced the president-elect Barack Obama. And that's when you see everybody on the mall and you see everybody in front of you and you feel like you actually are making history.
What the cynics fail to understand is that the ground has shifted beneath them. The stale
now is John Mellencamp.
In America, the sea, down.